This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. We got a few things to round up here, tie some bows on quickly. And then Nebraska women's basketball. Quick thoughts on that. This was before the Super Bowl. Tom Brady, when asked about the refs favoring the Chiefs, and I quote, "I think it's all just BS, the refs narrative. It's just a bunch of noise. I'm very happy Twitter didn't exist during the Tuck Rule game in 2001. Oh, Lord Almighty. Think about that. I would have been on the wrong end of a lot of these tweets. These refs have to make a decision in a split second, and they just want to go out and do a good job. The players have plenty of opportunities to go out there and make an impact on the game, both winning and losing," end quote. All right, I don't know if you knew this, but the Defensive Rookie of the Year, Jared Verse of the Rams, do you know what he was rated star-wise coming out of high school?
I do not.
Zero.
No stars.
Zero stars. So when we talk about the coaches that Rule has brought in, the transfer portal, the players, there's something still to be said for developing players. You look at Penn State, Abdul Carter. He wasn't a top 5, top 10, top 15 linebacker in America coming out of high school. He was 33rd, which is good, but you don't sit there and think, hey, this guy's going to be like a top 3, top 5 pick in the NFL draft when you see that. Also, you look at Tyler Warren, unequivocally the best pass-catching option that Penn State had and the best tight end in America. Again, he wasn't number 1 or 2 or 8 or 9, 21st in America. In other words, I will give James Franklin credit when it comes to this. He absolutely knows how to develop players. And then one last thing before we talk a little bit of women's basketball, get out of here for the day. But DeAndre Hopkins, who was, before yesterday, the NFL's active leader in receptions, had the most receptions in his career of any active player in the NFL, just announced that he's going to retire after a phenomenal 11-year NFL career. All right. You got any final thoughts on that quick before we head to the women's basketball side of things, Jake? Any of those?
No, just that it was, I mean, that drop by D-Hop in the Super Bowl. I mean, I think that hit every long-term NFL fan right in the heart, right? Because, you know, you have to think through all the games that he's played, and I know they were down by a lot, so you could argue circumstance, but that was maybe the biggest opportunity to catch a ball in his life, right, in the Super Bowl. And so, I mean, clearly he's just not the same as he was.
Yeah, that's right. He's had a phenomenal career. Obviously, he wishes he would have caught that one, but nothing but the best to him. Congrats on a phenomenal career. Nebraska women's basketball, 16-8 overall, 7-6 in the conference. All right, 12-3 at home. Been ranked at times this year. The last three games have been a little bit rough for them. All right, lost 76-60 to Indiana, 78-60 to Michigan, 88-61 to Iowa the other night. I still think they have a phenomenal chance to get into the tournament. Just so folks know, the flu has kind of ravaged that team a little bit. Like, there were players who were actually, you know, like, maybe or maybe not throwing up in the locker room after the game. So it was a tough game to watch last night. Iowa clearly came in, was the better team, and, you know, on the court last night between them and the Huskers. I was really hoping we could sweep Iowa and have those bragging rights this year. Maybe we'll see them again in the Big Ten tournament, just like we saw them three times last year and in the Big Ten tournament championship game, which went into overtime a season ago. Maybe we'll get another crack at them. But, you know, there's reason for a little bit of concern, for sure. But I still think this is a team that can make the NCAA tournament. And you know how it is when you're not feeling good at all. It can be hard to be at your peak, really hard to be at your peak. But what are your thoughts on that real quick, Jake, for I get out of here? You have more work to do today.
Yeah, it just seems it's just weird as if you're a basketball fan of both the women's and the men's side, they just don't seem to be clicking at the right time. You know, as soon as we say, yeah, earlier we were talking about the men are in, the women need some work. Then the women did their work, and now the men are on a 6-game losing streak, and now the men are fighting their way back, and now the women are on their losing streak. So it just hopefully by the end of the season, they'll both go on this big run, and everybody will make the tournament.
Consistency. You heard Chuck talk about it. You've heard right. Brady talk about it. You've heard me talk about it. Consistency, it's hard. It's so hard to find consistency. But I look forward to watching them the rest of the year. The Big Ten tournament's coming up in the next three weeks. They're going to finish the season here. Hopefully they can get some dubs in the pocket as they head to that Big Ten tournament. All right, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, go Big Red. And always remember to throw the ball.
Thank you. Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.